The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have not made a lot of friends for the United States. Opinion surveys in many countries around the world suggest that people are distressed about U.S. policies. All this week on Morning Edition, we've been conducting our own informal survey of world opinion. We're hearing the complicated views that many people have about a country that often affects their jobs, their local cultures, their local politics, and their sense of security. This morning, I want you to meet Rashmi Magotra. She's the general manager of Warren Travels, which is a travel agency in Calcutta, India. And she joins us now from Calcutta. Ms. Magotra, welcome.
Hi, Steve.
So how's business?
Okay, at present, but it wasn't okay really after 9/11.
The travel industry that was terrible in the United States after September 11 was also terrible in India.
Yes, really bad. I mean, I think for most travel agents, profit figures tumbled down to half the normal values. But people got back to traveling all over again.
And I imagine that the war in Iraq didn't help things either.
No, but I think human nature kind of recovers, rebounds, overcomes, and now it's back. I mean, business is back as usual.
So the war in Iraq had some effect on your business. Did it affect your opinion of the United States at all?
No, I don't think so. I think it's basic human nature to defend your territory. It's an instinct. I think India has faced threats, outside threats and internal threats over the ages. I mean, we've had this a similar situation in the north of India and now also in the northeast. If we've had our parliament attacked, and just as you had the Pentagon attacked, then there are no guarantees anymore today. So nobody just sits around feeling afraid.
What have you thought as these attacks have taken place, which Indians will blame on Pakistan or on Pakistanis, and the United States has strengthened its relationship with Pakistan because it was one of the most critical allies in the war in Afghanistan and in the continuing war on terrorism.
But as on a people-to-people basis, I think, say, you are actually friendly in your region. If you look at it, I mean, there are so many similarities between us and Pakistan. The two countries, the people are similar, the food, the culture, the language.
Indian-Pakistan. They like
our Indian movies and we like their cricketers.
You watch the cricket players from Pakistan.
Oh, yes, just as much as they watch our movies. So there is lots in common. Basic human nature is never bad. It's sometimes all politically influenced.
This week we've been speaking to people in Cairo, in Germany, in France, in places where there were protests against the United States before and during the Iraq War. Were there protests in Calcutta?
Yes, there was. There were processions. I think the people who believe in peace or a peaceful solution, they did come out on the streets. They did.
Did you march?
No. I'm a very apolitical person.
You're an apolitical person?
In general, yes.
So what do you want from the United States right now?
Oh, I think everybody looks up to the U.S. We have lots in common. Like, you have a good cultural mix of people from all kinds, and that has been your strength. So also it's there in India. We've got a cultural influence from all over. We've had a British influence. We've had a Mughal influence. And the people are diverse. We have hundreds and hundreds of languages, dialects, you know, living styles. And each state is like a country by itself. And yet, I think we're growing more and more together in many ways. So I think with the U.S., we want... I think so, that the two most important democracies in the world should be good friends.
Rashmi Magotra is the general manager of Warren Travels in Calcutta. Ms. Magotra, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.